Can we move on? Becky, would you like to take us through Kowloon?
Yeah, thank you. We held a meeting on the 18th of April. From time to time, we would have received presentations about amendments to outline zoning plans. And in this meeting, we have two. So in particular, we have made two suggestions for the planning department to take up is to, for all these changes, perhaps we could make explicit references on how the amendments would address the harbor planning guidelines and principles. And then secondly, to highlight the before and the after scenarios, which I think planning department has already agreed to take up the suggestions. Then we move on to a proposed animal welfare center for the Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Basically, I think the general view is that these facilities should be open to the general public, and we want to ensure that this development should benefit the community in general rather than those only those people who are using the services like vet services of SPCA. So that's an early stage. We just give some recommendations for the team to work on and to further work to improve and to make the submissions. Then the third one is amendment of OZP that's covered already. And lastly, WKCDA has come back with their third stage of public engagement exercise. Among various issues, I just want to highlight the second last bullet point. That in this plan, there's also the suggested provision of floating pontoons and piers at WKCD, and the task force have been of the view that it would be necessary to secure public support earlier on so that the WKCD would be able to establish an overriding public needs for these water-related facilities, even though the Kowloon Task Force fully support that, but it would be wise for WKCDA to secure public support in particular in relation to such floating pontoons and water features. Thank you.
Good test case, I think, because it's going to come up elsewhere, I'm sure. Paul?
Yeah, Chairman, just to follow through on that one, I have been at a meeting with the West Kowloon, some people at the West Kowloon. It was about cycling, but the question came up about the PHO. And it became apparent to me that the team there is just not aware of how to do the process. Now, we did the process for the harbourfront enhancement review for Wan Chai, and I think that was the first time it was done, 2004, and this commission did it, the HEC at that time. And I think that I've looked at the technical memorandum. It doesn't give enough guidelines to an organization like the West Kowloon Cultural District Authority to know how to do it. So I think that maybe we should provide some guidance and some help to an organization like the WKCDA in how to do the process. So if we can pick that up as an action item, that would be, I think, very helpful for everybody.
Well, it's interesting. Obviously, your words sunk home, because I've had an approach to see if the Commission would advise WKCDA on their waterfront. So if we feel like it, we can look after them as well. All right. Anything else, members? Okay.